And today we are going to be talking about, about our Boone County Historical Society. And joining us on the phone, we got Marty Lamori, board member. Marty, good morning.
Good morning. How is everybody today?
Well, let's see. We got a little rain going on. Pros and cons. It's not like a major downpour or anything like that. We just will take what we've got when we get it and work with it.
Yeah, if you're going to go to the fair, just take your umbrella, I guess.
There we go.
There you go.
I know. The downside was they had great weather to start that, but that was good, but we knew Mother Nature she was going to keep track of us one way or another there. If we're not going to get the heat, we might get a little bit of rain. So.
Right.
Anyway, I do know we did have one of the things we had talked about earlier is you guys were planning to do some open houses, some things this year, but with the construction going on downtown, that kind of maybe we better hold off on this here, which that had some pros and cons to it. And I know on the pro side, it gave you more time to try to get some things completed.
Right. We've been working very, very diligently to get display on second floor opened up. We had had it on a longer timeline, and we're really ahead of schedule by getting second floor ready to be opened up this month. So we're really thankful for that. Jeannie Carpenter Weibke is our driver. I will use that word. She's a force. She's very talented, has good vision and things for our exhibits. And so she kind of keeps everybody in line and keeps everybody moving forward in the same direction to get things completed. So what we have done is we have moved Kate Shelley display was down on our first floor. That's moved up second floor. The Ledges display was also on our first floor, and that has moved up to the second floor. That existing room on first floor, if we've been to the center, will then become basically Fairway and Boone Merchants. So we're working on replacing the items and the displays down there too. Mm-hmm. Jeannie's working with Fairway so we can get some permanent signage. We've had temporary signage with that. So we're hoping to have that completed in time for Pufferbilly Day weekend.
Okay, good.
And have things squared around down on the first floor. Also up on second floor, that'll be new displays, our railroad exhibit and a agricultural exhibit. So we're excited to have some kind of new things, and then rearranged with the Kate Shelley, a lot of the same things with Kate Shelley, kind of downsized just a little bit the bird display, as Jeannie calls it, the dead bird display. but we kind of downsized a few things that we had some help on the Ledges display from Carl Youngbluth and Andy Bartlett.
Oh, yeah.
Both of them kind of helped us organize what we were going to have on display for that. So lots and lots of hours of work of planning and then executing, getting things done. But it's all coming together. We're going to do our final walkthrough on Saturday the 24th to make sure we're all ready to go. Our initial open house is by invitation only, and that is on August 29th. And we're doing that from 5 to 7. We'll be dedicating the Wayne B. Erickson Community Room. We have invited his family. I'm not sure if they're going to be able to attend, but hopefully they can. And then also the Larry Adams Research Room will be dedicated also. And I think Larry had not a lot of his family left, but we were going to try and contact them also. And then do a ribbon cutting with the chamber for our second floor. So we're excited really ahead of schedule, so we feel good about that. And we also came in under budget, so those are all good things. From what we had anticipated the costs were going to be, we reused and repurposed a lot of things. in order to not have to, it help cut down on what our expenses were. So
that's a big one, and I know the big thing is yeah, we've had for so long again the idea of being able to go back and redo that second floor, and we had pretty much focused on the first floor. And a lot of this has been, basically, I think back, it's been a couple of years, really, that you guys have been focusing on this. It's amazing to get it all done. And again, people need to remember, this is all volunteer stuff.
Right, right. We're really lucky to have a very cohesive, hardworking board. Cohesive for the most part, you know. There's always, when you get a group of people, everybody has ideas, and you have to try and work to be as collaborative as you can to make decisions. Sure. But we do pretty well. We're really looking forward to being able to have the second floor open.
I was going to say, that's why having somebody like Jeannie, who has the focus, the idea, or puts the ideas together and says, here's what we're looking at, boom, boom, boom. And then keeps you headed in that direction.
Right, right, right. Yep, we really appreciate that.
Okay. So, board meet this month?
Yes, the board met on Tuesday, August 6th. We always meet the first Tuesday of the month, and we had one visitor. Everyone, it's open to the public, so anyone who's interested can certainly attend. We kind of go through a usual routine.
Sure.
We did have one of our former board members pass away, Jerry Brett Schneider from Madrid. His funeral service was on the following Saturday, so we extended our condolences to that family. I don't think there's any other further correspondence that took place for us. Treasurer's report, we do that quarterly, so that wasn't the month to do that, but Jeannie put together just a spreadsheet that tracked our costs. Mm-hmm. And like I said, we're running under budget for opening up second floor, and so no other concerns from a financial aspect. Again, we still work on being very aware to grants that we can potentially receive, and doing grant writing through our grant writer, Ramona Lucius, mm-hmm. Who does a really nice job for us. We did receive the grant for our military room. We did get the all of the archival boxes and spent a Saturday getting that all reorganized and back into the military room, and those boxes are amazing at for storage and organization. So we did have to put them together because they came in a big pallet and boxes, and so you'd have to do some putting it together, but it worked really well. We still have a portion of that grant to spend, and again, we have to show back to who we received the grant from how we spent the money, and sure. that we actually did utilize it.
So, I was going to say,
there's always follow-up with those, too.
I was going to say, archival boxes, some assembly required.
That's
not have realized that in the beginning.
Right, that's right.
People need to understand, though, when you guys are doing something like that with archival boxes, there's a purpose for this, because that's what these are made for preservation of the collection.
Exactly. And, you know, like I said, all of our items have to be, when we go through what we call our accessioning, it has to be labeled in some way. All items are labeled. They're given a designated number. It goes into the software so we can retrieve it and find it. So all these items, and then in order to preserve them, certain things are wrapped in tissue. Other can just be, which is a special tissue, and we have to use a special pen to mark things and certain tags to be able to, so things don't deteriorate. So it's a whole process. So, old business, we are going to be doing the Dragoon exhibit also. We've continued communication with the individual who's donating his collection. He's going to be coming to visit us in September, and we're planning to do the setup at that time. That will be down on the first floor, utilizing part of our entry lobby way and part of the Becoming Boon Room for that particular display. We're also hoping that he can do some type of a presentation for us. We don't have a specific date confirmed yet on when he's going to be presenting for us. So looking forward to having that also. Let's see, other new business. Unfortunately, we had a board member resign effective the week of. That's Rita Knight. She's been a long-term supporter and board member and former president of the History Center. And she just felt like it was time. And so we will miss Rita. She was in charge of membership. I think everybody who's members knows that they get their board meeting minutes from the previous month. From Rita and sends those out. So I will be taking over doing membership with Dave Howell being my backup. So you'll be hearing from Dave and or me on a monthly basis now if you're a member. So we gift any one of our board members when they resign after their, we'll call it tour of duty, they are gifted a lifetime membership to the History Center. And frequently, even though those individuals have resigned, they still continue to support the center.
Sure.
Rita's daughter is one who manages our website for us, which we appreciate very, very much of her donation of her time and talent with helping us with our website. So. Let's see. Collections, I've kind of already touched base on that. Like I said, with that preparation of getting second floor taken care of. I don't think there's really anything on that. Else on collections work. We talked about the exhibits already. We just put out our publication, Trail Tales, so those who are members would have received that. And if there's anybody out there who's a member or not a member who has interest in, you know, putting together, we have Deb Duncan who helps us with it as far as the layout and all that type of thing and editing. But as far as contents for the Trail Tale magazines and helping with publications, we would love to have your input and your help with that. Jeannie wants to formulate a little bit more of a committee, so she's kind of oversees that and has other individuals kind of doing the legwork on that. So besides the Trail Tales, we just do a newsletter on an annual basis just to kind of update everyone on activities at the center. Even though we're pretty thorough with our, we send out the minutes to the membership, and that's the main ones who get the newsletter anyway. So I think that's it on publications. Maintenance, Harry Bonk is our buildings and grounds person. We've been, like I said, doing some painting and some painting of cases and some ceiling repair and electrical work. It isn't just the exhibit that are part of getting the second floor open and maintaining the first floor. It's also all the other things with an old building that take time and attention to. Community room. We're still renting out our community room. We are kind of blocking it off the week of our events so that we can get set up for that. Again, you just contact me if you're interested in the community room or leave a message on the phone down at the center. If you're a member, the cost to rent the room for the entire day is $100. And if you're a non-member, it's $125. So
be a member is what we're saying.
Yeah, we'd love to have you as a member. And like I always say each time, I think when we're on, if you can be a member and not volunteer, you can volunteer and not be a member, even though we strongly encourage the membership, which is, you know, not a large, you know, large amount. $30 for the membership for an individual, and $40 for a family. So it's not not going to break the bank. And that way, you get to come to the museum as many times as you want to, and you also get the publications of the Trail Tales. So I think I already updated everything about our event that's coming up.
Sure.
We're really excited about the Downtown Boone Main Street recognition for our community. That's really exciting. We're hoping that through, you know, revitalization and being involved with that, that maybe we see a little bit more traffic through our museum, and excited to be a part of that. Jeannie has been on the initial board with that Main Street as just a where the go-to for historical information. And I know that they did part of the dedication. Was it on Tuesday, I think, downtown?
Tuesday afternoon,
Tuesday afternoon. And then September, let's see, I think it's September 11th, they're doing a presentation down at City Hall from 5 to 7. Is that right?
I think that's the right time, yes. But I know it's going to involve, there will be a survey out here. They want some people, they would love everybody to participate in a survey. So
Sure.
We do. The more you get, the better.
Right.
So that'll be, that's all coming up. I was going to say for you guys, because a lot of it is about historical preservation. And for the historical center, really, you've got a lot of the photos, a lot of the things like that that people can go back and look at and say, that's what that looked like. And
Rita Knight is actually on the, I think it's, I don't think it's a committee, it's the preservation, I don't know if they're calling it a board or what, but there's a group that was formulated, and Rita is on that. And also Jessica Stanley, I believe, is on that, who was the former board president down at the History Center. So we have good representation on that, on the preservation group. And so work cooperatively with them on anything that they need, and you know, make a, you know, research available to them and answer what questions we can.
Yeah, I think it's going to be pretty exciting once it's done and it's open and people can go back and forth and do things. You guys will have, you know, it is a great opportunity to be able to access the History Center. It's just going to be a lot of activity that'll be going on, especially we get into this time of the year with Puffer Billy Days coming up in September and that sort of thing. So going to be busy.
Right. And I know, you know, with the Ledges, what they're doing, you know, a lot of celebration. I think it's going to bring some people to town on, I believe it's September 28th is their big event down at the Ledges.
So, and you guys are one of the go-to places for those that don't get out there to see it with the displays that Carl and Andy worked on with you. So
Right. Exactly. So I think that kind of winds up anything from the meeting. I guess one thing, I know it's, we haven't forgotten Kate Shelley. It's just that our focus has been to work really, you know, hard at the main downtown museum. And so our hope, our plan is for this fall is to get the items that are stored at the depot, out of the depot. I don't know. And it's, if we're going to, we're going to preserve what we can and what we need. I know there's some display cases in there, that type of thing that we will reutilize and repurpose. And then if there, I don't know how we're going to handle the additional items, if we'll, you know, post them onto our Facebook page and say, if you're interested in these items, you know, either I imagine we'd probably try to sell if we could, or donate. I don't know. We'll make those decisions when we, I took an inventory of what's in the depot, probably about 2 years ago. So anyway, we'll get the building cleared out and get the building grazed. And then, the next step then will be to work on the planning sessions to decide what are we doing moving forward down at that particular site.
Yeah.
We did get the new road sign on down there. If you haven't gone down the hill and seen the new road sign, it's very nice. But then we're waiting on signage. They had a grant through the Conservation Commission, Boone County, and so we have free signage that will be going up as part of that grant. We had hoped it would be up in July, but then I think that was delayed a little bit. So we'll still look forward to getting at least the signage down there, so when individuals do go to visit the park, they at least have some of the background and the history to review.
Yeah. Keep working at it. It's not there, but again, we're not giving up on it. It's just that focus has been pretty much on the center and getting that up to speed.
Right.
You've got that. I know you've got Hickory Grove, working with the Batten Chapel people on that. So there's a lot of things.
We've kind of already, or I should say, Jeannie already has a, a timeline spreadsheet of up and through 2025 of things that we want, things that we want to look at for exhibits and displays. One of the things that we know we want to do some type of a thing on is, the Boone Speedway is big here in Boone, and racing is big in Boone historically. So I know that's out there in the horizon to work on. So that's one of the future things. And if people have suggestions of things you do want to see, displays that we can do, some of our displays, like I said, are more permanent, such as our ledges and fairway and Kate Shelley. Those are always going to stay, but we always have the capacity in that front lobby area to do, temporary display for a period of time, like we do every, for Veterans Day.
Sure.
And I think our focus is going to be Vietnam for the Veterans Day. And we always work with VFW, and Fred Greiner is really involved with that, and usually has a lot, and several other individuals have a lot of input when we do any type of a military display. So, and it'll be time to update that room at some point in time, even though it's a very nice display. There's some things I think we could do to update that too.
Well, one of the things we want before I let you go is, again, reminding people. Again, for memberships, now we do know that you do an annual membership, which basically renews the end of the year for the following year. So people at the end of this year would. So if you get a membership now, you're going to pay kind of a prorated amount.
Right, you would. And we work with you to decrease that amount since it's more than halfway through the year. And then anybody who has, a current membership, just remember, we do send out a reminder letter on that. You can renew online now, so that's handy to be able to do that. That's one of the benefits of our website and being able to do that. That's one of the upgrades that Rita's daughter, Melissa, helped us make happen, which is really, really nice. David Howell is one of our board members, and he's going to be working on seeing what we can do to improve and put some more interesting things onto our website. We started off with it being pretty basic, and the biggest thing that we did was did the online payment for memberships. But we'd like to make it a little bit more robust so that when you go to the site, it gives you a little bit more information.
We're still doing our Thursday, Friday, Saturday hours?
Yep, Thursday, Friday, Saturday from 10 to 2. And also, again, if you have a family group coming through or something special going on where you need to come visit the center, not during those hours, you can always contact one of the board members, leave a message down at the center. And typically we can arrange to have somebody there to open up the center for you and do a private tour. So. Yeah.
And once all the downtown work gets done, I'm pretty sure it'll be a popular rental location. Again, I know you get people that are there pretty regularly anyway, even with all the work going on.
Right. We have three different groups that are what we call recurring renters. And so we appreciate that. And then we have a lot of repeat renters, people who have done events down there for the day, return again because they really like the facility. So,
all right, good enough. And I'm guessing if Rita resigned, will you be looking for someone that might be interested in joining the board?
Yes, we will be. I think we're kind of taking a breath right now and not focused until we get through the event time, but we're always open to people who have interest in becoming board members. So that way we can review who has interest and make a selection. Mm-hmm. Typically that's done closer to the time of our annual meeting, so I don't know if we'll replace prior to then, but we'll see what the board decides.
They can at least show up for a meeting and see what's going on.
Exactly. Kind of get a taste for things and see if they think that it's a group that they'd like to work with. So.
All right. Marty, I appreciate you taking time visiting with us. I know, busy time for you guys. Exciting being able to get to that point where you're going to get that second floor back open up, and we've got the Wayne B. Erickson room, also the Larry Adams room, the recognition going on for those.
If you haven't been to the center for a while, I think you'll be really surprised to see the improvements that we've made and maintenance on the building. And I just want to thank everybody who supports the History Center. I know I've said that, you know, sometimes it's like you don't really have, I for lack of a better word, you know, if you look at what people tend to put their volunteerism where they feel there's more kind of a humanitarian need, and I appreciate that. I feel the same way, but I think preservation of history is also, you know, it's an important part looking ahead, even though you're looking back. It's kind of fun.
All right. Well, I appreciate you taking time visiting with us. We'll look forward to visiting with you again here in September and see what's happening then, okay?
Okay, that sounds great. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Marty Lamori, board member with the Boone County Historical Society on our program today.